Baba, this is AFD Tech Talk. We're a bunch of friends who meet occasionally to talk about science and tech in Ghana and beyond. We'd love to hear from you, so kindly look for us on Twitter and Instagram at AFD Tech Talk. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Podcast, or Apple Podcast to catch up with our previous and next episodes. And kindly leave us a review. Thank you. Hello there once again. Welcome to the AFD Tech Talk podcast. I'm your host, Salam Donyo, and I have with me here again, Jennifer Ba, Eduji Nyomi.
Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Do you know, remember what we were talking about last week? You know, the whole dating, yada, yada, yada. We are here to like continue that business. And let's dive right into right back where we left off. So last week we were talking about dating apps in general, our experience with dating apps in Ghana, some of the ones we had used, including our practical, you know, experiences, both the good and the bad encounters, and we're just going to continue the discourse. So join us and strap in for the ride.
Baby, the way you acting lately makes me down.
Okay, so Eduji, I would like to know, what influences you to swipe left or right on a profile you see online?
Of course, photos as one.
Just the photos? Just
no,
the photos.
No.
But what
photos
else?
If we are aligned in terms of personality,
yeah,
politics.
I'm saying this because most of these dating apps usually people out of fear tend not to volunteer too much information about themselves on their bios. So, given the scanty information you've been given and a few photos,
most times with the profiles I see, you can't tell what their personalities are, but I just look at how interesting the bio is. I look at the grammar.
Okay.
And I look at how interesting the bio is. For example, someone some time ago, her account, she had written something about anime. I'm not into anime.
Right.
But just how she
worded it,
the way she worded it, I'm like, I'm interested in this person. And of course.
Wow. You know, it's actually on these dating apps that I realized that a lot of good Ghanaians, the grammar was like,
yeah,
horrible. It's not really their strong fort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, things I like to avoid, and I don't know if this part is even appropriate for a tech podcast or if it matters, but I've also seen accounts where they are trying so hard to sell themselves, and I feel like they're selling themselves the wrong way. Like, for example, they say, "I'm humble and I know how to take care of a man." I'm patient and
things like that. Superfluous and
somebody can't even be humble again.
Like that's not the first impression I'm looking for.
Personally, with the people I've spoken to online, it's those who say I'm cool and humble and interesting to be with. They are the ones actually found to be very boring.
Yeah.
Wow. So, look at you slandering the women.
So yeah, I like people who post like random things like anime. They say something like Naruto sucks or something.
Okay.
And then you talk about why it sucks as their bio.
I
think that's very interesting. It has nothing to do with them, but I just like that it's interesting. That's just one of many examples. I've seen really cool bios.
I've also seen very, very, like, really cool bios. I think
he has said a lot to say that he swipes right because the women are attractive as well.
Okay.
I mean, all these things make the women attractive. It adds up. Like, just interesting random things. Like, on my bio on Bumble, there's something about me playing with ants when I was a kid. Like, so what? But I feel like
that was very
creepy. Interesting.
Though.
A good friend I made off Bumble actually matched with me because of that. And that was like her pickup line.
Okay.
About
you being
liking ants when I was small.
Are you guys still friends?
Ants? Yes, we're still friends.
Hey, why are you sending pictures?
No. We wanted it to be your aha moment.
Oh,
but
no,
you were still friends.
I don't know. Let me just share with you some of the funny bios I've come across. So this one says, just cool and fun to be with, but trust me, I hate being asked what you do for a living, so don't bother, we are good to go.
Oh,
to be fair,
I'm like,
a bio like that will maybe put me off. But to be fair, that thing they said, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, that thing, it's true. What do you do for a living? Kind of an annoying question, but it's also a necessary question.
So this one,
he's looking at it, so it must be a woman.
This one I found to be like very funny. It says, what type of bees make milk? Drum roll, boobies.
See?
Oh, that's
see, I love
it. Yeah, something like this. I saw, I was like, no one. I was like, no.
And you know, I'm into jokes like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, this is perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this person in Ghana, by the
way? Hey.
No, I'm just joking.
Why should I tell you? This guy wants to drink my milkshake.
that's
another one.
Okay, yeah. So, no. Okay, now, so this one.
Oh, wow. Go on.
The milkshake reference was to... There Will Be Blood. You've not watched the movie?
No.
You've not seen the movie, I Drink Your Milkshake.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
He's going to watch it. Okay, so this one here says... Ain't here for discussion that doesn't lead to money. Time wasters, please go find Jesus' name.
I mean, those are preferences. Those are preferences, and there are people who will match with them. Me personally, I have no money to give.
I mean, if you're here for money, I don't know. Well, everybody is.
Everyone is different. Yeah.
And this dating landscape is largely transactional.
Yeah, it's largely transactional.
I know what I have. And I know what I want, and I know what I don't have, and I know what I don't want.
Honestly.
So.
Okay. Jennifer, everyone is different. You're different from Edu-G. How different has your experience been? What influences you to swipe left, swipe right?
It's never about the looks.
It's never about the looks?
Never.
So what is it about?
I don't even look at the photo.
Are you sure?
Wow.
I just want to say, no, but definitely, if I find the person attractive, I would look through their bio.
Because I was about to ask, so you're trying to tell me you could be talking to a whale on Tinder, you'd be perfectly fine not knowing it's a whale?
I was just messing around. And no, I think that when I find the person attractive, I go through their bio. I see if whatever they're saying is interesting enough. And I think that in my experience, some of the men link their Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're able to have like a better.
That's actually quite funny because I don't think men in general take very good pictures.
Well, the ones who, there must be a reason why they've linked that. And some of them even link their Spotify accounts, so you can tell the kind of music.
I think that's a good move.
Yeah, that is.
Because I'll actually match with someone based on their music preferences.
So it's easy to start a conversation, like, oh, you like this. Or I think not too long ago, someone was talking about Game of Thrones, the last season, and how terrible it was, and it was part of the things he was talking about, like his bio.
Okay.
About how that was a bad season. So I used that as a conversation starter. I'm like, yes, oh my god, I hated it too. So what's up? But yeah. So I like Edu-G.
Wow.
No, but it's obviously, I think you should find the person attractive too.
Okay.
I think you should.
Yeah, because I was about to ask you, usually when you meet a guy in person, what would push you to want to have a relationship of some sort? When I say relationship, in the very broad sense of the word, of some sort with him.
The color of his socks.
If you have interest in socks, that's a plus, honestly. No, but I think that before it moves from Bumble to
I'm talking about if you were like to meet someone
like in a regular sense, like I just met, yeah, like maybe if I met Edu-G today,
yeah, like yeah. What attracted you to Edu-G?
It's a shiny head.
It's a shiny head.
I realized that days that I'm stressed, I can
like drum on it.
Yeah, I can drum on it.
Okay. That's something like his smell, his sense of humor, his voice, like do
I
those
think
things.
For me, banter is very important.
Banter is very important.
Very important. I take myself seriously, but sometimes I don't take myself too seriously. And if you're not able to, you know, match that kind of energy, it's not really going to fly.
It's not really
going
to fly. No. Yeah, I'm asking all these because usually I feel or I believe that the things which would influence you to swipe left or right on a profile cannot be really translated into the same preferences you'd have for someone if you were to meet them physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Because something like maybe the way someone talks, or the way they dress, or the way they even smell, for in some cases, mm-hmm. some people,
yes.
you can't find that on the dating app. I think Hinge is trying to like change the game by introducing voice memos or in your bio.
Oh, but on Bumble you can call the person.
No, but this is like voice memos in your
bio.
So, oh, in your bio.
Yeah, so in your bio, I can listen
that's
to.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I can listen to how you sound.
See.
Oh dear, like everyone else I've left on you.
Actually, yes, it's true.
I got Bumble.
Wow. Oh no, but MJ has a very nice way of saying hi.
Please, please.
Say it to
the audience.
Say hi. Yeah, it's really, I don't know. I think it's really nice though.
You know, I'm just imagine he just said just that
hi.
In his budget.
That's
he just
it. Said, actually, everybody will be swiping by like, yeah. Oh my God. No, but that would be very interesting. But if, I mean, we all went to SS in Ghana, except EDG, of course. But like, we all went to SS. And you know, when we were in SS3, I'm not saying that it happened. Maybe it happened before you come and say that word. Bad kids, but then you had a phone, and usually maybe a dorm was affiliated to another dorm. Maybe mm-hmm. they would be talking in the night and stuff. See that thing? You end up talking to someone, and you're so enchanted by their voice and their looks mm-hmm. do not match at all. It's a very funny game that God plays, because I don't get it. It doesn't at all. So, well, at least with Hinge, you can see the person's picture
yes.
and then the voice as well. Mm. But then maybe Hinge could do a thing where now you don't see the person's picture. You have to fall in love with just the voice. That would be really cool.
And
also very disappointing.
Okay.
Well, I never used it. I don't know if they had pictures, but the selling point of the app, this was just 2 months ago or something. They were tweeting about it.
What was the name?
No, I've forgotten the name, but like the selling point was the voice.
The voice.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if they had pictures. But
you don't need if they have pictures. Yeah, because I think there's a dating app called Monet, which revolves around drawings and paintings. Instead. I'm yet to find out the actual mechanism, but they wanted to move away from the whole hot or not smash or pass module like almost everyone uses.
Okay, so maybe you have a painting, another person has their painting, and
the two of you can talk about it, and then see where it goes.
See, I mean, I get it. I get that you want to try a different approach, but then I think ultimately you still meet the person in person, and then if you're not attracted to them, I mean.
Okay, at this juncture, I would want you to talk about some of the problems you have had
with Bumble.
No, yes.
With the app or with the people?
Or the people I met on the app.
Generally, yeah, with dating online.
I think I've been fortunate to meet honest people. Nobody has lied about their height.
Okay.
No one has. I'm a tall girl, so I guess that I always ask if you're intimidated by tall women.
Okay.
Because the average Ghanaian man is 5'5".
Come on.
Well, isn't it 5'5"? 5'7"?
I think it's 5'7".
Okay, 5'7". Yeah, and I'm 5'10". So I don't want you to feel, if you feel you'll be intimidated, let us not continue. Because I'm tall. And I wear heels.
Okay.
As well. So, but I've been fortunate. I don't think I've had terrible experiences. I haven't. Like I said.
So you've not had any problems? You don't think there's any issues with the system?
Oh, I just remembered. So I met a Mexican.
Yeah.
On there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I want to practice my Spanish. So let's see how this goes.
Hola.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
¿Qué tal está? Estoy bien.
Estoy bien. And I guess they always go like, Latinos are very passionate.
Yeah.
But yeah, it didn't translate well for me at all. It was very
aggressive.
Very aggressive and very weird.
British.
And it kind of came off like wow, I had really buried that down. I just remembered. And I think what do you even call it when you don't want to talk to the person again?
I unmatched again.
And I think he changed his profile. Like the name and everything. And I didn't really pay attention to the face. You know, sometimes like you can just be swiping and accidentally swipe someone.
Swipe someone.
So I swiped him maybe like months later or something. And he came back and he was being the same way again and was trying to remind me about the other conversation. I'm like, yo, let's not do this. It was very creepy. I'm just glad we didn't exchange numbers and stuff. And I don't have notifications for Bumble, so it can be very simple. I can swipe and totally forget. Or maybe start a conversation and totally forget.
Okay.
So then usually if we interact for a bit and I feel like, oh yeah, this is going great, I'll just give you my number, like my WhatsApp number.
Okay.
And then we can continue.
And from there,
and then we meet. We can meet in person and then you become my friend.
Okay. What about you, Adiji?
What's the question again?
Yeah.
Oh, bad experience.
Some of the problems you've encountered, like dating online.
As him being the problem or the...
I mean, yeah, I can't tell if I am the problem, but I think online is quite limiting compared to physical.
Okay.
There's so much you can't tell of a conversation, and there are people who are just not good texters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right?
And so that comes off as they're boring or whatever, but they're just not good texters.
Okay.
But you talk to them on the phone
and realize that.
Like if you read the texts between Jennifer and I, you think we barely talk.
Okay. Right?
But like if you follow us in person or our FaceTime conversations, you realize like it's a whole different friendship.
No, I don't know. Do I try some bad text styles?
So people like,
this is me or it's you.
People have like a Jekyll and Hyde.
Like we can go on for minutes or hours on the phone, in person, whatever. But if you read our text, you think someone is a boring texter. I'm not saying it's me.
So
I'm not saying it's me.
I'm just
saying that some people think I'm really good at texting.
Some people think I'm great at texting. So great and good. Which one is?
So yeah, on dating apps, people think I'm exceptional. I'm excellent.
Oh okay. My God. So,
but in person, you're
but
not.
But yeah, on dating apps, I've texted people who are just boring.
Yeah.
Who came off as boring based on the text.
Okay.
And I'm sure some people also found me boring.
Boring.
Which wouldn't text, be very fun.
Like, there are people I was texting with and they just stopped replying. So I'm like, well, okay.
They ghosted.
Looks like I wasn't their vibe. Compared to meeting people physically, and like, they realize, oh my goodness, Eddie is actually such a great
guy. Yeah,
he's so funny, he's so caring, he's so thoughtful.
Who's that?
I know, right? I never say all these things about myself. So yeah,
but it's true. What do you say? It's true.
Really, really limiting. Wait, which part is true? I'm funny.
The funny guy is funny. But the truth is, I think that for me, maybe I've reached the stage where I'm just tired of asking. Maybe I've swiped 5 guys and I'm supposed to contact them in 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, hi.
Hi.
How's your day?
Oh, okay. Copy and paste for all of them.
No, send I agree. But, like,
maybe,
it's very.
Just maybe.
Would you keep
don't
quiet?
Have game.
I have game, actually. No, I actually don't have any game. I'm not even going to lie. I realized when I started like, on Bumble, I'm like, oh my God. You guys really suffer, sorry. But then, yeah, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard starting a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
And then when the person responds, you have to...
rack your brains.
You have to do something. You can't also just come back and just... You have to keep the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the conversation is able to... You know, it's sustained for a little bit, then that's easier. But then the first couple of texts is very hard. So now I just put my Bumble. Was it incognito or something? You can do that.
Okay. But you know on Bumble, they are icebreakers.
Yeah, icebreakers. So
I hate those so much. Like, how would you categorize money, time, and love? Ah, Charlie.
Some of them are, yeah.
I was like, what?
Like cringe.
So I sent a couple of those. Mm. And I remember someone responded and said, time first. Love and money. I'm like, money is last? Okay.
Such a liar.
I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. You see, and I think that that's not the place to be. Come and show off your morality or something.
Morality,
nah,
okay.
Please be yourself.
First impressions. People are trying to lie on the first.
On the first, impression. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Get you interested.
Some of the problems I've had with online dating is exactly what you said about lying. there's a lot of scammers, fake profiles. In fact, one of the prevalent problems on Tinder in particular is fake profiles.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't tell the number of times I've seen Cardi B and
Truly, that is true. On Bumble too.
You know, you see, but on Bumble they have the verification badge.
Tinder also has it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tinder also has it, but they don't prevent you from using the service if you're not verified. Yes,
but for me, I don't swipe. If I think you're attractive and you don't have that badge, I will not swipe.
You're not swiping.
I just assume you're a scammer.
You're a scammer or something. Yeah, the fake profiles, catfishes, like they're out there. It's a problem on Tinder in particular. With people who you eventually match with, one of the problems you encounter is ghosting. Some people submarine you, and some people zombie.
Which one is a submarine?
Yes. So let's talk about the ghosting, submarine, and zombie, which is a practice people often use online.
Mm-hmm.
So the ghosting, as you said, I think you, Jennifer, said there was someone you were talking to, and
nobody ghosted me.
Yeah, nobody ghosted.
People have ghosted me.
Yeah. Like people like just.
I think I was too amazing for them.
Yeah. Oh my god.
The conversation is going on. Everything like this, like just going on fine, and then you don't hear from them again.
Yeah.
And then there's submarining where everything is going on well, and the person just disappears and shows up like 2 or 3 weeks later and starts talking to you as if nothing happened, like nothing went wrong.
So submarining is only like a couple of weeks, so like maybe 3 days I just disappeared.
Okay, it can be 3 days, can be 4 days, can be a week.
Okay, then that's what I.
It's like they submerge, just like a submarine, like they submerge
and they come up again.
They come up again, just pop up, like nothing happened. And then zombieing is when like the two of you actually connect. And then maybe you probably like meet once or twice, then the person just disappears without any explanation. Sometimes you feel like you want to double text this person, try to reach out, or like, but nothing is working. And then when you've actually moved on,
they show up.
When you've actually moved on, like you've turned your mind, okay, this thing is going to not going to work here. You move on to something else. Then the person shows up trying to reanimate the dead.
Oh, wow. No.
The dead connection you have.
That's it, Uji.
That's women.
What? No. It sounds like a man.
Yeah, and these are one of the things you have to deal with. And this especially happens when you meet someone online, the vibe is right, but when the person is confronted with the realities of an actual relationship, they feel it's too much. Now, one of the problems, I think, online
sounds
dating...
familiar.
Yeah. One of the problems I think online dating has created is a pump and dump, the smash and ditch kind of like lifestyle.
Yeah.
Where if you and I are getting on fine, maybe you probably get intimate, and then I feel a little bit too much for me. I just end things because I have other matches.
Wow.
I have other matches in my Apple. Who I'm talking to. So it's kind of like, it's promoted hookup culture in the US. Yeah. Yes. In the West. It's kind of like promoted.
Even here. People don't want to talk about
it. They've had enough of you. They're talking to other people online. Sometimes they can even be with you, but they're still talking to people online.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
Sometimes you don't know when do you draw the line when with the two of you, like in the relationship, how far down the relationship do you say, okay, it's I know the two of us. It's just the two of us now, so I'll really appreciate it if you could respectfully delete your dating profile so that we know. You get how I'm going out with that. And then the other thing I want to talk about is the algorithms. So with the way they are designed, I believe dating apps are designed to keep you single.
Mm.
Yeah, to keep you.
Wait, is this related to the paradox of choice?
Yeah, we'll come to. Yeah. If it's even, it even has to do with that. Like, it's designed to keep you single. It's designed to keep you within the ecosystem.
Oh.
Almost all the things we use lately, especially with electronic gadgets, they are designed to fail because manufacturers actually make money when you buy another one. So it's almost the same with dating apps. They are designed to keep you single. Because as long as you're in the ecosystem, they are number one. They have access to your information. And the data these days is a very hot commodity. If you don't know, you can ask some guy called Mark Zuckerberg. He's good at it.
Yeah,
it's a very hot commodity. And even moving away from that, the subscriptions. So almost all the services we've talked about run a subscription model. Mm-hmm. Tinder, Hinge, whatever. And some of these are quite expensive. I think of all of these, Tinder is a little bit cheap because the Tinder Plus is like 20 cedis and the Tinder Gold is somewhere 40, 50.
A month.
Yeah, a month. And which is quite okay. Which is quite okay as compared to Bumble, which starts like 70 cedis, 75 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really,
like,
is
yeah, and so most of that is expensive, especially if you want to send a super like, or they have the super like or super crush, or there's always that feature where you can like someone, and when the person comes across your profile, there'll be a super like badge on your profile showing that the person has already liked you. So in this case, the system makes you aware that the other person already likes you.
Okay.
So you can decide to like go ahead and like you know, do your own research. So obviously they're keeping you within the loop because of the money,
of course,
and also the last thing is that with the way these algorithms works, the more you spend on the dating app, the your options begin to get worse along the line.
Okay.
Yes, and some people actually delete their profiles and reinstall them to beat that then so they can get like new interesting matches, because when you're new in the community, you're shown up to a lot more people than when you're actually in the community for a while. Wow. And yes, the still on the algorithm, I think an app like Hinge tries to circumvent that by using what we call the Gill-Shapley algorithm. So the Gill-Shapley algorithm was invented by two economists who wanted to prove that any pool of people can be accepted into a stable marriage. So let me try. This one is quite complex, but let's also simple. Let me try and use a cheap example, or let me try and use an example to explain how this works. So let's say me, Eduji, and me, the third guy who's not here today, we are in a room with Halle Berry, Scarlett Johansson, and Megan Good, and we are supposed to be paired up with these people. And my preference in order of is Scarlett Johansson, Halle Berry, and Megan Good. Adoji's preference?
Ascending or descending?
Ascending. Oh, is it ascending or descending? In order of ascending, like what I desire the most.
So your most preference is most Scarlett to Johansson?
Least to me.
Yeah, from most to least.
And your number one is Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
And your least is Megan Good?
That's why it's called a preference. It's called a preference.
Okay. All right.
It's called a preference. Okay, so Scarlett, Halle, Megan. Eduji likes Halle Berry, Megan Good, and Scarlett is his least.
Thank you.
Then me also likes Scarlett Johansson, Megan Good, and Halle Berry. Now, Scarlett Johansson actually prefers also for most least me, and then Eduji.
Halle Berry. Scarlett.
Yes. Okay. Eduji also. Halle Berry also prefers for most least me, Eduji. Then Megan Good, also in order of Eduji, me, and me. So now everyone has their preferences, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say I propose to Scarlett Johansson. She accepts me even though I'm not her first choice, but I'm the one who has come to propose.
Yeah.
Me hasn't said anything yet. And me is her first choice, remember. Mm-hmm. And Eduji is her last option. Now, Eduji proposes to Halle Berry. Now we remember that Eduji is Halle Berry's least preferable man in the room as well. But she accepts his proposal because there's no better option at the moment. The assumption here is that when a man proposes to a woman over here, they are quote unquote engaged. So I'm engaged to Scarlett. Eduji is also engaged to Halle because she's accepted him. Now Nee proposes to Scarlett Johansson because in order of preference, Scarlett is her top. Now, Scarlett rejects me because Scarlett also, in order of preferences, likes me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now because there's a better option for her, she chooses me, and I don't have a partner now.
Megan Good is there.
So I'm going to my next option, which is Halle Berry. Now I propose to Halle Berry, and remember that Halle Berry is already engaged to me. Then she breaks up
with
Eduji. Eduji. She breaks up with Eduji because she prefers me to him. And now she and I are engaged. Eduji does not have Eduji does not have a partner now, but he proposes to Megan Good, who was ahead, who is like his next like option. Now, Megan also prefers Edouji in order of like for preference, most of these. Yeah. So now everyone has been paired off to another person. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And not everyone gets their ideal choice, their first choice, but everyone is okay. And then the relationship or marriage is deemed stable under this model.
Okay.
Do you get it? Mm-hmm. So this is a simple, it gets much more complex than this. Because it gets way more complex. I'm trying to just use using three men and three women as an example. So everyone has been paired off and then the marriage is deemed stable. And that is that. So Hinge tries to circumvent most of like the problems algorithms run into when pairing off people. And I don't know if there's any other models. Have you seen this? Did you ever watch the Black Mirror episode of Hang the DJ?
I think so.
The DJ.
Yeah,
it was an episode on Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. If anyone has been listening to me, I quote Black Mirror a lot because
I like it a lot. But I don't know if I watched that episode.
Hang the DJ. Where there was like there were two people, Amy and Frank, and they were in a dating app or an ecosystem called the system, and it uses algorithm to design and facilitate couples to match with each other, and then they go and live cohabitating in a small residence.
Yeah,
for some time, which is also determined.
That was a good episode.
Yeah. Very good episode, determined by the algorithm. Mm-hmm. The algorithm determines the expiry date of the relationship based on your preferences and a few other things. Now, Amy and Frank's relationship was very short, but it was very electrifying, but it had to end. Now, they went on dozens of other dates. Amy described this as just meaningless flings, hooking up with other people. And she was hoping to match up with Frank again. And they eventually did. And when they did this time, they promised that they were not going to check the expiry dates, but they're just going to enjoy it as it lasted. And Frank, out of curiosity at a point, decided to check the expiry date of the relationship, and it was 5 years. And when Amy found out that Frank had checked, she flared up. And the moment she flared up, the algorithm readjusted the expiry date of the relationship to a few hours because it had determined that Frank had destabilized the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that they had just a few hours to end things off. And then the relationship ended. Amy was upset. Frank was sad. And then they both decided to go against the system and run away. Now, if you decide to go against the system and run away, you'll be banished from the system.
Yeah.
So, or which is called. So the two of them decided to take risks and flee from the enclosure where they were. So I think they were fled and they were shot. I don't know whether they shot by the guards or they shot the guards, something like that.
I don't remember how it ended.
But we don't remember how it ended. But that was where they discovered that the system in which they were in, it was like a matrix. It was like a simulation of which they were one of 1,000 trials in which the system had paired them and run 1,000 simulations. And in 998 of these, they rebelled against the system, ran away with each other. So in real life, the system determined to Amy and Frank, who at the end of the episode are shown in an actual bar, that they are a 99.8% match for each other.
Oh, that is so sweet.
It's sweet, but it's disturbing at the same
time. I mean, Black Mirror is disturbing.
Yeah.
But that is so sweet. I don't remember how it ended.
It's sweet, but very disturbing at the same time. So the algorithm is one problem. I don't think there's a social media app or an online app these days who doesn't have some form of algorithm. And I think one of the ways by which I personally would circumvent that is use the other dating apps. I'm using the other in quotation marks. Now, people don't know this, but I classify Instagram as a dating app.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's something which people wouldn't care to people mostly, but
yeah.
I'll classify Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. I see them to be dating apps because what's going on there? There's pictures, there's profiles. People have bios. People post their daily lives. People are peacocking. Look at me, I'm in this dress. Look at me, I'm eating this. You are attracting the interest of other people in that social circle. I don't know if you guys have probably also met people of Instagram.
Yeah, why are you looking at me?
Or Twitter.
I've met a couple of people on Twitter.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah, I've actually had a relationship from online, like before, like met someone online and then the whole
same, like, actually.
Yeah, same. Wait, are you saying you haven't?
Hopefully they're not listening to this. But, I mean, I've met people on there and then, it became relationship-ish.
You became relationship.
Not, as always, we're friends. We're friends.
unintentionally for me, Twitter is my number
one dating app.
This is a conscious effort.
It's not conscious. I've been on Twitter, say, well, how many years? Maybe 10 years. So, of course, chances are that I'll meet
people. How old are you again?
Off.
He served tables at the last supper.
Chances are that I will meet people over the 10-year span. And it's quite unintentional because I'm there on Twitter for different reasons. I'm there for the banter, I'm there for news.
Okay, you're there for nudes.
Nudes. From like CNN, BBC, and Forbes, you know.
Okay.
Not human beings.
Okay.
So like a secondary or even tertiary reason why I'm on Twitter is to meet people. It's not the primary reason.
It's okay.
However, I've met lots of people from Twitter.
Okay.
I've gone on dates with people quite a number of them.
Okay.
Some have been amazing. Most of them have been amazing people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them have been good people.
Okay.
A few of them have been quite questionable people.
Okay.
Yes, like I said, I've met someone off Twitter and entered a relationship with them. We're in a relationship for years, actually.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Come on, I've not heard this story. Yes.
So okay. The one you're thinking about, we met on Twitter.
Oh, okay. So, okay. I forgot.
There are other people I've met. We've had romantic. Oh, sorry. The other people I've pursued romantically we mutually pursued each other romantically. There are other people that we ended up being great friends and we're still great friends. There are other people I don't talk to today because that's just life.
Okay.
But actually lots of my friends today are people I met online.
You met
on
online
Twitter,
on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you the same.
So yeah,
I've met
we met AFD.
Okay.
Yeah, physically.
I've met people on Twitter who've become like good friends.
No relationships still.
Oh, I don't think
so. So where's your dating pool actually?
Dating pool.
Yeah, if you've not had any how do I put it?
Oh no, like I said, I met someone on Twitter and I would say that it was a relationship.
Yeah.
I would say it wasn't a very long one, but I would say it was a relationship. And even after things didn't work out, we're still good friends.
Oh.
I don't think. but yes, I met someone, well, not on Twitter, like I'd seen his handle. We met in person before we came to Twitter. And yes, now he's deleted. Because.
Okay, then it's not me.
Now he's deleted and all of that. But yeah, it's true. I mean, Twitter is definitely a dating app.
Yeah.
And then it's also very interesting because I think there, when social issues are being discussed, you're able to get into a lot of people's heads.
Exactly.
Because people, when it's a social issue and it's a very serious one, everybody is actually saying their opinions. That's when you can fish the people and be like, oh, okay, you were in my DMs. You're saying trash. You're trash. We're not doing this with you.
Again.
Yeah, we're not going to.
Very expressive on Twitter.
Very expressive, very expressive.
Even when they're not tweeting, they're liking stuff.
They're liking stuff, so you know
how the person thinks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, you know what they're into.
But it's also funny because there's some people who are very, very controversial on Twitter.
Oh, in real life?
And then in real life, they're not. Yeah. So some people have built a certain persona.
Yeah.
So then if you're not willing to break through that, that's also fine, actually, because why are you also not being yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So if you're not willing to break through that, there's some people that you would actually never meet, which is also great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. And as I said earlier on, I've also met a lot of people online, actually from various different places. So, Tinder, Badoo, and what's this name? Bumble. Not too much. I think I've arranged a few dates from there, but well. I think there was one date I had from, I don't know if Craigslist is still active.
Craigslist? I don't know. It sounds like some serial killer place.
Yeah. Do you know, like, this is also another issue with online dating. Someone could go put a bandy on you, in no time. But I think sometime back, I posted an ad on Craigslist because I wanted someone, in the personal section, I wanted someone to see Star Wars with, and someone responded. I wanted a lady who had considerable knowledge about Star Wars canon. to see Star Wars with, because Star Wars, I don't treat it like the way people treat the Marvel movies and all that. Like,
yeah.
I actually want someone who's invested in the canon. Yeah.
I don't even know. I've never watched Star Wars.
Oh, you're missing out. You're missing out on the most culturally significant.
I would never watch Star Wars. I don't know. I've tried watching a few, like, minutes. I don't know. I just found it really boring.
It's the best thing ever out there. It's the best thing. It's the best thing out there. So, yeah, I think I posted an ad to, like, watch Star Wars with someone, and someone actually responded, and
it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. And then I think every time there was a Star Wars movie, like, we met up to, we didn't really talk much outside that, because I think I kind of, like, in the ad stated that the purpose of the relationship between the person and I would just be like Star Wars. Yeah, Star Wars stuff. So
has there been any Star Wars release this year?
No, I think it's so far it's just been the Mandalorian and the series, like the Book of Boba Fett. Like, they're focusing on the series for now. I think there's plans for some more live action movies, but I don't know how they exactly are going to go.
Oh, so I mean, you haven't seen this person in a while. But,
oh yeah, I mean, yes, I think outside that we have spoken. I've, you know, obviously I tried to find out some details about her, and then she also knows a little bit about my personal life, but I don't think we've really gone beyond that, because the interest was not there romantically. I just needed someone who, you know, and not a guy.
Why are you wrong? Why don't you want to watch a movie with a guy? Like, you could go watch it with Eduji now.
Oh, nah, I wouldn't do that. Come on. I should buy snacks for them. Because you got hands. All right, so last words, tips for dating online. You've been able to play, you've had a lot of good experiences in your opinion.
Yes,
so yeah, how do you play it safe? Tell us, like, talk to us.
Tips. I think I only have like one tip.
Yeah.
Conversation starters.
Okay.
Usually pick something from their bio or their interest and start from there.
Okay.
Don't start with a hi.
Hi.
How are you doing? Like Jennifer does.
Yeah, like,
start from the middle and then go backwards.
Go backwards, yeah. Okay.
Mm. Have game, basically.
Like me.
Basically.
Don't be, you know, aggressive.
Yeah. Okay. The men, please. Yeah,
don't be aggressive, don't harass.
Ask for nudes.
Yeah, like, you know, just let everything be organic.
Okay.
Be yourself. Some people will like you, some people will not like you. And that is okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you can cry yourself at night that people don't like you, but it's really okay.
That turned dark really quick.
I mean, okay, what about you?
Just be yourself.
Jennifer.
I think be open.
Okay.
People are different. People have different tastes. And you don't even have to have an idea of what the person likes. I mean, the person can just tell that maybe I really like this, and you can ask about it. That can facilitate the conversation. And please use your own pictures.
Yes.
Stop catfishing. Someone was using Ronaldo's picture or something. And I'm like, boy, don't you think people would know Ronaldo? Your name is Kofi.
So what you are saying is they should catfish properly.
And no,
they
should be use realistic.
Realistic catfishing.
No, yes. Use your own face.
Okay.
Use your own face. Someone will like you for your face. For your face. Your parents do.
It is what it is. It is what it is.
So maybe on Bumble, someone else would like you for you. And
Okay. Yeah,
I think for the women, I would just say be safe. Always meet up in the public place.
For safety for women is very important.
Let people know who you're meeting.
Who you're meeting, yeah, text a friend.
Location,
send a picture of the person.
Yeah, I think I've had to meet up with someone like once, and I was terrified, actually. To be very honest, I was terrified. So she picked me up, and I was actively texting a friend, yo, I'm here. We got in this car. I sent the car number. I was sharing my location with the person. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it goes both ways. You just need to be careful. You need to be safe, because you don't know the intentions behind whoever it is that is meeting up with you. And yeah, have fun.
Just have fun.
Safe fun.
Safe.
I have one more tip.
Just a tip.
Wow. Which is, I mean, like on the first conversation text, do not, maybe this is personal for me, but do not overshare
information.
Yeah, some people really go into the details.
Details, like, yeah, they tell you about their parents'
issues,
divorce.
Their ongoing family issues. Like, I would like to hear it at some point, but not on day one.
Mm. Oh, you know? Maybe you look like you're a good listener, so.
And probably I am, but on day one, you know.
I don't think you're really.
Day one is like sell yourself day.
Yeah, day one is someone is telling you that they need money for a phone and they don't know what to do.
Then week two is when like you start telling people that like, I'm so pretty messed up. You know, my family is messed up.
But you still like me.
To like hang out and stuff.
Yeah. The one is like the job interview. Like,
all right. When,
so, you know, yes, don't put your best foot forward. Yeah. Just put your best foot forward.
I think the one last step I actually give is dating apps are not going to go away anytime soon. With even COVID, you know, there's Omicron variants and whatever. So people are still going to be finding people online because it's one of the easiest and most readily available methods. But I think my preference and my advice would actually, especially for guys, to actually try and meet ladies the organic way.
Mm-hmm. I think the same. I was actually going to say that, but I think that, or maybe by recommendation. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the safest. That's
Someone would go like, oh, you know, Eddie G, I think you would really.
Except no one does that for me.
I wanted best not to do this here. But, okay. You know, like, oh, I think you would gel with this person. I want you to meet this person. But also be ready to be counseling them at 2 a.m. when things do not work out because the guy does not want to communicate.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, actually, I've been there before. Carmen, I'll mention
this is a therapy session.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, all right. So before this turns into a support group, let's end the conversation over here. It's been fun talking to you guys about online dating and finding your eBay.
that's a good one. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you've listened to us, we've talked about online dating in general in Ghana, the perks, pros and cons. We've discussed a few dating apps, the models by which they operate, and if you found this conversation interesting, you could follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ARB Tech Talk. You could also talk to us if there was something we brought up which you couldn't quite get, something which you want to add up to what we've said today. We would love to hear from you. Send us a DM, like our post, retweet our stuff, and listen to our podcast. Subscribe to us in your podcast app and leave us a review, and also do share with your friends. I've been your host, Selom Donyo. I've had with me Edu G, the amazing, cool, and calm guy who identifies as a tilapia.
Yes.
And Jennifer, who uses the internet to be social and antisocial at the same time. Jenny from the block.
That's me, or je ne sais quoi.
All right. Until then, we see you guys later on. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.